It is Tuesday morning, the 17th of May, the year 2022, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, and verse 9, the Word of God says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." Not blessed are the peace lovers, no. Blessed are the peacemakers. And then we go to John chapter 20 and one verse, verse 21. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." Jesus was sent down to earth by his Father to be a peacemaker. Now today, he sends you and I also out into the world as peacemakers, not troublemakers. Come on, there's more than enough troublemakers in this world, isn't there? Now remember, it takes two to fight. Okay, so God has called us to bring peace in the home, not strife, but peace. It takes a much stronger person to turn the other cheek. But I can hear you saying, "But you know, I have my rights as well." Well, actually, we don't have any rights, do we? We gave them up the day we said we're going to follow Jesus. To be a peacemaker, you have to be at peace with yourself. An angry, bitter, hurting person can never display the fruit of peace, the peace which Jesus is asking you and I to produce today. We need to forgive just as we have been forgiven. We need to love just as we have been loved. You know, our farm is called peace. That's right. It's just spelt in Hebrew, S-H-A-L-O-M, Shalom. Whenever Jesus came into a home, the first thing he said was Shalom, which means peace be in this home. But you know, you can't earn peace. You can't do a course on peace. You can't get a degree in peace. No, you've got to let peace come into your heart. Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If you open the door, I'll come in and sup with you and you with me." Remember, the handle of the door is only on the inside. We need to invite him in. Many years ago, when we had those massive men's conferences on the farm, Shalom, I remember a beautiful story. There were three or four young guys who were going to come down to the Mighty Men Conference. And they had a friend who was taking a lot of strain. I don't know what it was. He was so uptight, so intense. And they invited him. He didn't want to come. They actually conned him into saying they're going on a fishing trip. And he got in there with his fishing rods and his tackle, and off they drove. And when they came to the farm, Shalom, this man got out of the pickup and asked, "Where are we?" And as his feet touched the ground, he started to cry uncontrollably as peace started to enter his heart. Now that peace didn't come from the ground or the surroundings. It came from tens of thousands of men that had peace in their hearts. And the Lord Jesus Christ was there in all his glory. Today, be a peacemaker. Jesus bless you and goodbye.